corruption actually is the poison for justice and the rule of law. It's the reverse of equity and equality, and it's also the venom vis-a-vis sustainable development and the human rights. And it actually brings us directly into the gender issue as well. It is a great achievement that one of the SDGs, Goal 5, is about gender equality. Regrettably, women and children are disproportionately affected by corruption the most. We need to concentrate, we need to focus on empowering women, we need to concentrate and focus to see them included in the daily decision-making processes. This is about participation in society, and this actually applies to all sectors of society, you know. This applies to the public sector, this applies to the private sector, this applies to social society organizations, this applies to the corporate business sector. We need to see a gender-balanced participation.
What role does the UN Convention Against Corruption have in addressing this challenge?
Let me first of all recall that the UN Convention Against Corruption, not only so far, is a pretty universal framework. It is also the only one that features a so-called review mechanism, and that, in my understanding, makes it definitely one of the most successful conventions in the entire United Nations family. So it is a convention where state parties scrutinize themselves on a peer level on the proper implementation of the convention. And again, inclusion is about participation of all the relevant stakeholders in a society, and it goes without saying that, of course, women are part of society and therefore shall have a proper representation and shall have a role also in decision making, in decision finding. And this also applies for, of course, fighting corruption, therefore investing in anti-corruption, investing in empowerment of anti-corruption stakeholder is the smart way towards achieving the sustainable development goals, is the smart way towards safeguarding human rights and also ensuring sustainable development.